Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora tātou, this is Cameron Charles on Political Tea. This is our first show with me, and let's see what I can do. So Political Tea essentially is going to be talking about politics in New Zealand and how it affects young people and how to vote and how to find out what you align with in, in our New Zealand Parliament. So I have a couple of things, just what's going on in Parliament this week kind of section. And since it's January, we don't have too much going on at the moment. But obviously the biggest one at the moment is the Prime Minister's resignation. And this is a quote from the resignation that she presented to the media in New Zealand. "I'm leaving because with such a privileged role comes responsibility. The responsibility to know when you are the right person to lead and also when you are not. I know what this job takes and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice. It's that simple." And so as the world's youngest female head of government, when she was elected at 37 years old in 2017, Jacinda Ardern led New Zealand through what some could argue was some of the most chaotic and challenging terms in recent years for New Zealand. She led us through a pandemic, terrorist attacks, the White Island eruption, and an economic crisis. But she says ultimately that she hopes in return she leaves behind a belief that you can be kind but strong, empathetic but decisive, optimistic but focused, that you can go and be your own kind of leader and one that knows when it's time to go. Fairly admirable work there, and the fact that she is renowned around the world now for her kindness and for her empathy and for her passion. And it really made a difference, I think, in the way that we view female leaders, and what an honour it was for New Zealand to have such an admirable leader and such a globally recognised leader for what she has done for our country. She also says, Jacinda Ardern leaves behind a global legacy, and that kindness is not weakness, and empathy and leadership work together. The Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, paid tribute to her, saying, "She has shown the world how to lead with intellect and strength. She has demonstrated that empathy and insight are powerful leadership qualities." Obviously, that's a really hugely important compliment, and that she's so well recognised globally for her efforts and for the way that she has handled so many crises after another, all while, you know, being a new mother and trying to organise a wedding. It's truly admirable. In other news for what's going on in Parliament, obviously, once again, not much. So Chris Hipkins was to be sworn in today as the new Prime Minister of New Zealand, with his new deputy, Carmel Cipollone, who was the Minister for Social Development. So he was supposed to be sworn in at 11:30, and there was meant to be a media release this afternoon, but obviously I am here, so I haven't seen it yet. And just a little background on Chris Hipkins. He was known as the Boy from the Hut, and he is the MP for Rumataka. He's the Minister for Police, Minister for Education, Minister for the Public Service, and Leader of the House. And it'll be exciting to see what he does, and good to see that he is honoured and excited to step into the role. There will be some big changes in Parliament, and I've seen quite a few editorials calling for a snap election, so it will be interesting to see how Chris Hipkins decides to deal with this. Obviously, we've got a lot of new stuff coming up in New Zealand. We've got an election later on this year, which is primarily why I have decided to start the show. And on that, I will be providing more insight on how to align yourself with a party and how to vote and how to know when you're eligible to vote. And I'll be providing you some helpful links, some helpful tips and tricks just to help you, you know, get into it. So this is for all the young people in the Wairarapa. So at the moment, I have got You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins queued up, and so that's what we're going to be listening to on Political Tea. Tato, it's Cameron again, and we are back with Political Tea. So currently I'm just going to be walking through where you can find some links to help you out with voting, especially if you're a young person like me that has never voted. So I am currently on vote.nz enrolling and just having a look, and obviously you need to check your eligibility. So if you're enrolled and you're 18 years or older, a New Zealand citizen or a permanent resident, and you've lived in New Zealand continuously for 12 months or more at some time in your life, you are allowed to vote. And if you are young and you're 17, you can fill out an enrolment form now, and on your 18th birthday they will enroll you and you'll be ready to vote. So with that, obviously if you're 17, then if you turn 18 before the set date, which is supposed to be October 14th at this point, you can get ready and enroll to vote so you can, you know, start voting and have a say on the issues that you are passionate about. So obviously you might need to know if you are on the Māori roll or the general roll. So general roll is for everyone, and Māori roll means that you are eligible to vote in Māori electorates. And Māori electorates are, I think there's 7 in New Zealand, and there's 65 general electorates. And that's just, you know, around and about. And you'd have to look up your electorate and where you are, but once again, it is all on the site and it's all available for anyone to look at. So if you're of Māori descent and enrolling for the first time, you can choose. And so an electorate is a voting area for general elections. Every place in New Zealand is covered by both a general electorate and a Māori electorate. And the votes in each electorate choose a member of parliament to represent them. So there are a lot of, you know, obviously a lot of choices to make. You can choose to change electorates as long as it's before the 31st of March this year. And, yeah, I will say one of the things that I struggle with is understanding how voting works. And from what I've gathered, there is a wonderful video on the Parliament New Zealand website called Spotlight on Parliament, and it's the elections video. And it provides some insight onto how people get elected, how parties are chosen, how they're formed, and how you get to have a say with and how your vote is used in order to benefit what you believe in. So regardless of whether your chosen party member or local MP is actually is successful and gets into Parliament, they will still have a vote because everyone in Parliament gets a vote on things such as your... I can't remember. On things such as, you know, your general issues and your... brain's going boop today. It's all right. And so you get to choose, and they still get to vote even if they are not an MP, because they are still a part of the party that you support. So when you vote, you get to pick one party to vote for and one MP to represent you locally. And that's some research that you can do. There is a very helpful website that I've found that is called iSide with New Zealand. And New Zealand iSide with. And it basically just gives you a whole bunch of political questions and you answer how you align with them or whether you agree or disagree with them. And it can provide you some insight on parties that share similar values as you. So, I mean, I recently did one and I got a list of parties and how much I agreed with them. And then it highlighted the parties that I agreed with and why I agreed with them and how their alignment and how their, you know, their what they value, how that can align with what I choose. And so that just means that you have a little bit more of a background to go into researching and to get a basis of what you care about. Obviously, on the show, I would like to talk a little bit more about political issues as they come up through the year. So that's, you know, some of our complicated issues, like the referendums that we have, talking about political issues that we're facing a lot in the media right now, such as, you know, we've got a lot of legislation issues regarding drug use, and we've got a lot of legislation issues regarding animal racing and all sorts. So I just want to, you know, bring that to the forefront and have people be able to discuss their ideas. I'd like to have some panel discussions to have a very varied view, and you can see as a viewer what you align with yourself. So I would also really recommend checking out iSide With. And I do not, it's not a, it's not a government website, but it does really help. And it gave me an idea of what I was kind of interested in. Sometimes a Google search will help out. And just, yeah, take a look at the vote.nz website to try and get a little bit of a idea about what you agree with. Because there is a lot of information on there. At the moment I'm rambling a little bit because I am still trying to figure out how I'm going to structure the show just based on the fact that there is nothing going on in Parliament because it's still January. Other than the resignation of the Prime Minister and the swearing in of our new Prime Minister. So, I will pop on for you right now, Separate Lives, by Phil Collins, and I will see you shortly.
You call me from the room in your hotel. All full of romance for someone that you met. And telling me how sorry you were leaving. soon, and that you miss me sometimes when you're alone in your room. Do I feel lonely too? You have no right to ask me how I feel. You have no right to speak to me so isolation.
Kia ora tato, we are back. So I have currently just been looking at some of our polls. The most recent poll was in the 5th of December last year. And at the moment we have been seeing an increase in National and ACT in their polls. So National is on 38%, up 1 point. Labour is on 33%, down 1. ACT is on 11, up 2. And the Green Party was steady on 9%. So obviously this means that, you know, there is clearly a bit of a shift in where people are aligning themselves. There's a bit of a shift. People are leaning more towards our National Party and our ACT Party, and polls are dropping for Labour. So there has been, when Jacinda Ardern was our Prime Minister, her ranking was at 29% with Christopher Luxon at 23%, and they were closing the gap. And that was the closest that Christopher Luxon had ever been to Ardern in the preferred Prime Minister ranking. And these stats came from NZ Herald. So coming up, we have Chris Hipkins. Our Prime Minister Chris Hipkins is officially sworn in as our New Zealand Prime Minister now. and he has signed the warrant along with Dame Cindy, our... I can't remember what it's called. And Zipolone was then sworn in as deputy, and Chris Hipkins was also sworn in for Minister for Intelligence and Security, and that's normally held by the Prime Minister, that title. And this is all coming from Stuff NZ. He was initially asked to discuss policy, and he has declined, though signalled the Labor government will be now focusing on bread and butter issues such as our rising cost of living and the recession we are seeing on its way. And we've got the first cabinet meeting of the year will be held later on Wednesday, and he will be holding his first post-cabinet press conference in the afternoon, and it will be streamed live on Stuff and plenty of other reputable news sources as well. I am currently just taking a look once more at the Electoral Commission, and you can also enrol from overseas if you are, once again, a New Zealand citizen or have lived in New Zealand for more than 12 months. You just need to check your eligibility. Enrolling from overseas is not compulsory, it is your choice. And from the 31st of March 2023, you can, if you live overseas, you can enrol if you're a New Zealand citizen who has been in New Zealand within the past 6 years, or a New Zealand permanent resident that has been in New Zealand for the last 4 years. And after the 2023 election, the eligibility criteria will change back to current settings of 3 years for New Zealand students, citizens, and 12 months for New Zealand permanent residents. For electoral purposes, you are a permanent resident if you're in New Zealand legally and not required to leave within a specific time. If you're Australian, Niuean, Tukaloan, or a Cook Islander, you can enrol and vote if you've lived in New Zealand continuously for 12 months or more. And if you're a public servant or a member of the Defence Force, you're eligible to enrol and vote no matter how long you've been outside of New Zealand if you are in one of the following groups: public servants working overseas and their families, New Zealand diplomats or trade representatives and their families, or members of the New Zealand Defence Force and their families. So obviously there are a lot of variables here, and deciding whether you even are interested in enrolling to vote. Obviously, I would love to promote that as many young people get into voting as we can, because at the end of the day, this is the universe, this is the world that we have to live in nowadays, and we need to have a say in what is important to us as a group of young people. So, New Zealand, we've got a lot of political parties, like quite a few, obviously with our leading being Labour, National, Green, ACT, and Te Pāti Māori Party. And here's some registered parties outside of Parliament as well: Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party, Democracy New Zealand, Heartland New Zealand, New Conservative, New Zealand First, One Party, New Zealand Outdoors and Freedom Party, Social Credit Party, The Opportunities Party, and Vision NZ. There are some unregistered parties available as well, but you will have to look into those yourselves. But there are plenty of other interesting things to look at and interesting ways to research these. Obviously, you can look up your party policies just by looking up the party that you want to align yourself with. So, for example, if you went to, say, look up Labour Party policies, it would pop up with a little tag that says Labour Party and their policies. And that's an easy way to find out what your party aligns with and how interested you are in maintaining a connection with them based on what they align themselves with. So, for example, when you do the I side with quiz, you can do this. It helps quite a lot. If you do the I side with, you can basically select, it'll come up with social issues, and you get to select how you feel about different social issues, and that could be about same-sex marriage, death penalty, abortion, transportation issues, and talking about public transport, criminal issues. You can discuss foreign policy issues, economic issues, including taxes, national spending, and capital gains tax, education, domestic policy. There are all sorts there, and you get to have a look and see what you'd like. You can request more questions. You can add answers if you aren't sure. You can have a look at what other people have answered as well. And just to provide you a bit of a open idea of how you feel and what you're thinking works for you. Obviously, as I've said, I just need some more to be happening in Parliament in order for me to really be providing you guys with the program I wanted to. So I just need to wait for some more to pop up, and then we can have a bit more of a discussion in depth about various political issues, what's going on in Parliament, and see what else is going on. So this has been a very short show, but for the purpose of really not having much to discuss, I think I'll end it here. It has been lovely having you, and thank you so much. This is Political Tea with Cameron Charles.